It's time for a Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornet head football coach Marshall Foreman. Copan falling to Prue this past Friday. Hornets, after a pretty good showing the week before against Oaks Mission, fell in some hard times injury-wise against Prue on the road this past Friday. Copan's going to have another tough one this coming week against Barnsdall. And Coach Foreman, you and I were talking, got bit by the injury bug just a little bit. And even with really improved numbers this fall for your program, boy, you get 3, 4, 5 guys injured in an 8-man team, and things look a whole lot different.
Oh yeah, Evan, that's right. We do have better depth, but you know, when you lose your backfield and a couple of your linemen, they're kind of your more experienced players, and it, you know, we had kids in there that were working their butt off. They had never played that position, and were just kind of thrown in the fire. And I was proud of those kids that gave the effort, you know, because they were having to. I mean, we were down to, I don't know that we had any subs left by the end. So it was a tough one for sure. But, you know, we played hard as we could.
And obviously, this hits you at kind of a bad time because you've got maybe the toughest game on your schedule upcoming against a Barnsdall team that I know has, you know, close to 30 guys out for their club, just barely into 8-man football. And it's a team that made the Class A quarterfinals a year ago.
Yeah, I've looked at them, even though we had Timberlake, who was number one in our class at the end of the year. I've known that this game was probably going to be our most physical and just overall probably our toughest team. I really think Barnsdall will probably be there at the end of the playoffs this year, making a pretty good push towards getting to that championship game. I really think they're going to be tough to handle for most teams.
And obviously with the injury bug it's bit you, you have a bye week coming at a nice time on the 18th. That would be week number 3 before you start district action on the 25th. So how do you kind of approach this non-district game with your team kind of banged up?
Well, that's what me and the other coaches have been kind of trying to bounce some ideas around, just trying to kind of patch things together to see what we could come up with just to make it through this week, you know, with the injuries that we kind of have. But I really don't know what to expect. We may not have much more than 8 kids to go out there, or, you know, we might have right at 8. It's going to be close. We're going to see what we can do.
And you and I were speaking a little bit on top of hopefully some of those guys maybe being able to come back from injury later on this month. You've got a few other guys that should be able to play for some other kind of off-the-field and eligibility reasons as well. So you could be looking at a situation on September the 24th that looks quite a bit different than it does today when we talk.
Yeah, as long as everybody gets healthy by then and nobody else gets hurt or, you know, sick or anything else, that will be when we actually get a look of what we're, you know, our full team and see what we really have to work with there. And I think that we'll be a little bit different than we are for sure right now. We've got some guys that we really think are going to help us coming in, so just got to get them to week 4, so we're looking forward to that.
Copan head football coach Marshall Foreman. Hornets falling to Prue this past week. Copan scheduled to be at Barnsdall for a little kind of local rivalry coming up on Friday evening. Coach Foreman, appreciate the time and best of luck this week.
Hey, thanks, Evan.